Hi guys, it's Brittany, and welcome to another episode of One Hot Mess. All right, y'all. Today, we're going to be talking about times when being confident will not work out well for you. So confidence is always a great asset to have, but there are times when dialing it back a bit can actually work more in your favor. It's all about striking the right balance, knowing when to step forward with your confident self and when to step back to let other qualities take the lead. So, the first thing is when it crosses into arrogance. I mean, yes, confidence is awesome, but there is also a point where it can start looking a bit like arrogance. In the workplace, this can mean not really hearing out your team's ideas, which honestly is a bit of a bummer for everyone. And let's not forget your personal life. Nobody enjoys hanging out with someone who only loves hearing their own voice. So it's all about striking that cool balance, being sure of yourself, but also valuing what others bring to the table. I mean, let's face it, nobody's perfect, and realizing this can actually be a strength. Arrogance can make you blind to your own mistakes, and that's not great for growth. It's like you're missing out on chances to be even better. So remember, there's a big difference between being confident and thinking you are always the smartest person in the room. And in situations requiring empathy and compassion, there's times when flexing your confidence muscles might not be the best move, like when someone needs a shoulder to lean on. If you come in all guns blazing with advice and solutions, you might accidentally brush off what they're really feeling. Sometimes people just need you to be there, listen, and maybe offer a hug or a kind word. No solutions attached. And honestly, being a good listener can sometimes mean more than having all the answers. When it comes to empathy, it's not about fixing things. It's about understanding and being there. So, next time someone's sharing something close to their heart, maybe just take a step back and just be present. It can make a world of difference. Okay, and then when facing unfamiliar challenges, stepping into something new, it can be a rush, but overconfidence might trip you up. Imagine jumping into a new job or a project, thinking that you got it all figured out, only to miss some crucial info because, well, you thought you knew better. It's about being brave enough to say, hey, I might need some help with this, or maybe I don't know as much as I thought. Being open to learning is super important, especially when you're out of your comfort zone. It's not about doubting yourself. It's about giving yourself the chance to soak up new stuff, which, let's be honest, is pretty exciting. Embracing the unknown with a bit of caution can actually lead to some awesome discoveries. And what about during learning and growth opportunities? Okay, so picture this. You're in a class or a workshop, and you think that you know it all already. The attitude might stop you from picking up some pretty neat new knowledge. Learning is about embracing the fact that there's always something new out there, a fresh perspective, a different approach. I mean, it's pretty exciting when you think about it. So staying humble and curious opens so many doors. It's not about playing down your smarts. It's about recognizing that there's always room to grow, plus asking questions and getting involved can actually be pretty fun. And you never know what you might discover. Or when feedback is involved, getting feedback and taking constructive criticism, it can be tough, especially if you're feeling super confident about what you have done. But sometimes that confidence can make it hard to hear some really useful advice. It's about taking a deep breath and remembering that feedback isn't a personal attack. It's really a helping hand. So think of this as a way to level up, keep in an open mind to what others have to say can turn good into great. It's not about losing confidence. It's about using feedback as a tool to sharpen your skills and keep kicking ass at what you do. Okay, in team dynamics, here's the thing with teamwork. It's all about balance. If you are always the loudest voice in the room, you might be drowning out some really great ideas from your teammates. It's awesome to have confidence in your own thoughts, but let's just make sure that everyone gets their moment in the spotlight. And encouraging others to share their thoughts and valuing their input not only makes for a happier team, but also leads to some amazing brainstorming sessions. Who knows? The next big idea could come from the person who usually doesn't say much. So making everyone feel heard is kind of like being the conductor of a really amazing orchestra. Everyone plays a part. And when flexibility is needed, life loves to throw curveballs, and being too rigid because you're super confident in your plan, it can backfire. It's like sticking to a roadmap when the road is closed. You know, you won't get very far. Being ready to switch things up when needed, it can actually be a game changer. It shows you're not just confident, but also smart and adaptable. And flexibility is all about rolling with the punches and being ready to tweak your game plan. So it's a mix of confidence in your abilities and the smarts to know when a change of direction is needed. And this combo is a winner in both your personal and professional life, keeping you on your toes and ready for whatever comes your way. Or, you know, when you're trying to impress or win people over, trying too hard to impress others with your confidence, it can sometimes backfire. It's like showing up at a party and trying to be the life of it when you do not know anyone. You might come off as trying too hard. People usually see through it when confidence is more about putting on a show than being genuine. So the trick is to be yourself, letting your natural charm and personality shine through without overdoing it. And also remember, relationships, whether professional or personal, they are built on authenticity and trust, not just on how confident you appear. People are drawn to those who are genuine, approachable, and down to earth. So instead of focusing on impressing others, just aim to connect with them. This creates more meaningful and lasting impressions. And hey, it's a lot less stressful than trying to prove something. So just relax, be yourself, and let your true confidence shine in a way that's authentic and genuine. All right, guys, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. Please make sure to hit that follow button or share One Hot Mess with a friend. And I will talk to you guys later. Have an amazing day.